Previously on Dads and Dragons.
Well, I make myself even bigger. Just.
I cast enlarge.
Well, mister, have you heard of a guy named Telegonos?
Telegonos? I fought Telegonos once. It was glorious while it was there.
Do you know where he went?
Oh, I haven't seen him in a long time. I think one of the giants, I believe, was the one that finally killed him.
Maybe there's a statue of him then somewhere.
Do you know where his Mizithra?
That's a cheese.
That's
awesome.
That's a cheese. Do you know where his secret stash of cheese is?
That's delicious cheese. That's right.
I think it was Mizera.
Mizera?
Where his Mizera would be?
No, you should ask him where his Mizithra is.
He died in the pits. I'm sure they just shoved it over the side.
I think this is
your area of expertise, Yarvin.
Yeah. You're the pit fighter.
And the pit master is a large man, broad barrel chest. And he doesn't have a shirt on, but he has kind of like a black mask, almost like an executioner mask, that covers his eyes, but not his face. And he looks up and he sees you and he says, "Only competitors here. No spectators."
I would like to volunteer to fight in the arena.
He looks you up and down and says, "You might give him a good show. Just you?"
I probably have to do this too. Me too.
And he looks around and he says, "Yeah, I think I know what to do here. Minotaur versus Minotaur. We'll have you fight Rackbar." Yes, Rackbar.
Do you have any group fights?
And he kind of looks at you all and says...
And I kind of push Turlin forward.
I push Savius forward.
How many?
I mean, we gotta get Zavius in there.
How many are available?
Okay. He just kind of looks around. He says, "Everyone here is here because they love the fighting. I can pull out a monster if enough of you want to fight a monster. I just try to make them fair so that it lasts long enough. If the fight's over too quickly, people get angry."
Is sorcery allowed? No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty much useless if no magic is allowed.
You've got a big hammer, don't you? Or a club?
Magic is fine. Do you want to fight a magic user? I think we got like a necromancer around here or something.
Awesome. Necromancer in the land of the dead.
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay, yeah. Sure. How many of you?
Five. Put us in for five.
Five?
Wait, I'm more of a, you know, I cook for the fighters.
Fine. Four.
Four of us.
Four.
Okay, then. All right.
Four guys. Yours, though.
Here, he hands you some potions.
Give me those energy bars.
Well... Give me a moment. Let me see what I can come up with.
No.
All right, we're gonna go.
Plan.
Our strategies. We'll be just right over here.
Okay.
He gives you guys.
Pull them aside.
Altax gives you guys two blue potions. Like little bottles with blue potions in them, and one golden one that kind of glows a little bit.
Do you have...
And then he pulls out another one that's kind of pink, and he's like, this one's not going to be useful. He puts that back in his pouch.
Do you have feather falling?
No.
Oh, darn. That would help.
That's two potions of healing and one potion of fire breath. That's what he can help with.
Okay, I'll take him.
Is it just going to be me going down?
I mean, we're... Yeah, I think so.
I can go down with you.
Because we need to create a distraction to keep the Cerberus away from you. But, you know, we still need to be sneaky so that you don't cause, like, attract them while you're down there.
Okay. So
Zophius will randomly disappear.
I can try and help with the distraction.
How do I get back up?
We'll have to...
throw a rope.
Who's got
we'll have to have a rope.
Do you have 50 feet of rope?
I think I do. Wait, give me a sec.
We're all dead.
I have my plan.
Yes, I have rope.
50 feet.
I have 50 feet too.
52 feet?
50 feet of rope.
So you'll have to, like, run over, tie it off on one of the chains, and then descend down, and we'll keep the
crowd busy.
Cerberus distracted to the other side of the arena.
Lightning bolt.
Yeah.
All right. He's found an opponent, and he has a very malicious look on his face.
Okay.
Says, I think this one is going to be a very interesting battle indeed. Are you ready?
Does the fight start ready. Right as we get out there? Or
look out and you can see that the spear woman has killed the ogre she was fighting. And everyone's kind of cheering. And there's a bunch of, like, little boys that run out. And they kind of just put their shoulders up against this ogre and roll it off the side into the pit. And the spear woman is holding up her spear and the crowd is cheering. And the pit master says, if you're up, get out there.
I mean, do you pretend to be dead? And then they roll you off.
And then how do I get back?
The rope.
We'll throw a rope down to you.
But when? When here, I get rolled off?
Give me a rope and I'll do it from the... I'll get a seat up by the fence
so I can
throw something down.
Okay, I'll give Altax my rope.
So I'll try and keep an eye on you down on the ground and do what I can to help distract the... any dogs that might come your way.
Also, 50 feet... is pretty far to fall.
I believe in you.
You're very dexterous.
I'll pat you on the shoulder. You got this, buddy.
Do you have feather falling?
I do not. Nope. Cast catapults.
Launch me.
Launch you 60 feet into the ground.
You take 3d8 damage.
All right. Are you ready?
3d8 or 5d6.
Spear woman is walking back across the bridge.
What if you make him smaller too sometime?
And she looks at the rest of you and says, are you up next?
I guess
sure am. Alright.
As I get out on the field, I'm going to cast Melf's Minute Meteors on myself.
Okay. So that's like a thing that stays on you and then has an ongoing effect?
Yeah, for 10 minutes, these, like, little meteors surround me, and I can use them. I can launch them as a bonus action.
Sweet.
Nice. Have we had a rest?
Yes.
Okay.
You spent long enough traveling that you're back up to full by now.
Okay.
Cool.
So, everyone roll initiative.
All right, watch me go last again.
Nope. You gotta beat my 5 this time.
I beat it by 1.
Yeah. Ooh, I got an 18.
Nice.
Who 16. Was the 18?
Turlin.
Turlin. Okay. Skylar?
6.
6. Zophius?
10.
10.
Again.
Yarvin?
16.
16.
I roll crap initiative every time.
So you're standing out there. Anybody else want to make some preparations besides the meteor spell? Any mage armors going up or anything like that?
Don't have any.
Yarvin.
I'll do
spiritual weapons.
I'll do spirit guardians.
Nice.
What do your spirit guardians look like?
Dancing dwarfs.
Okay,
that's great.
Like you know, what you would expect dwarfs just to be dancing around.
Awesome. Are these like your ancestors?
Yeah.
That are rising up to defend you, looking very grim. Okay.
If there's one thing to remember in this fight,
I think dwarves do jigs, right?
End it fast.
So, two minotaurs walk out across the bridge to face you. And one minotaur looks pretty confident, and the other one says, "Wait, what? We've got one minotaur on their team, plus four other people?
Yeah.
Like, I could take the minotaur, but I don't think you can take all four people." And the guy's like, "Oh, come on. I could take all of them, plus all those stupid ghosts." And then you see, and the minotaurs don't see this. You're the ones who see this. Do you remember that weird, long-limbed, freaky-looking monster you saw in the wastelands from very far away?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get a chance to see it up close now.
Oh, great. Oh.
Not good-looking. Let me give you a picture of it.
Hi there.
Why do we get a good look at it?
Because it's up close now.
Walking out from some kind of pit, cave, or cage where they keep monsters under the stadium. And there are people with poles and chains kind of pushing this thing forward.
Does that mean...
Let me share the screen and show this.
Can I get down there soon? Like, with them?
This is called a Woe Strider. And it doesn't actually have a face. Instead of a face, there's kind of a gaping hole that seems to go back into a fathomless dimension of kind of chaos. And they push it out towards you, and they push it to the bridge, and then it kind of sees what's going to happen, and it gets ready, and it charges forward across the bridge, and it's fight time. Now, Zophius, before this fight starts, what is your plan to get down there? Is that something you're going to wait and act like you've died and roll off the side, or
hopefully live?
I guess my question is, do you want to get off this platform before the fight starts, or are you going to wait?
I'm going to wait. We need a distraction.
Are we fighting with or against?
We're going to try and keep the fight. We got to try and keep the fight on the side of the platform that he's not on. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the other question. Are we all like us with the minotaurs against this guy,
or do I have my weapons or no?
I think we're fighting the minotaurs too.
Oh.
The minotaurs are also fighting against you. This Woe Strider charges forward, and that kind of empty hole of a face, anything that it is facing is an anti-magic field in a cone. And so it is basically charging straight at you right now, and it is going to charge Yarvin. Because I'm assuming, Yarvin, that you're standing right up in front. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Wait. Do I have my weapons, or am I just barehanded?
You have weapons if you want them. You have every resource available to you. What's your armor class?
18.
18? Well, this bite just missed you. And you're pretty happy to not have been bitten by that weird looking face.
No face.
On the other hand, both of the claw attacks hit you.
Woo.
You take 14 slashing damage and 6 psychic damage from those claws. And you're grappled. It's holding you with its weird little hands right in front of its face. Turlin, you're up next.
Okay, I'm going to come around, so I don't want to be in front of it. I'll come around to the side of it and cast
Now hang on. What's the savings throw for your spirit guardians? Because if he came up close enough to attack Yarvin, he's going to be in that range.
Oh, okay, so he needs to do a wisdom save?
Yeah.
13?
13?
More.
He made it. So okay. Half damage, what is it?
It will be...
Oh, wait, no, it's an anti-magic field. So, yeah, he...
I mean, just like right in front of him, right?
Yes. But I'm assuming you were all in a group together, right? Because you were trying to keep attention of those dogs. So, unfortunately, in that anti-magic field...
Yeah, that's why...
Summoned creatures disappear. Spells cannot be cast. Spells and magical effects are suppressed inside of this field. And so... your spirit guardians go away and the meteor thing go away as long as this thing is looking at you. So okay, if you want to step out to the sides and get beyond that field, you absolutely can. But right now there's no effect.
Yeah, that's why I want to move to the side of him, cast magic weapon on myself.
Okay.
And then... strike him with my mace.
Sweet.
So that'd be 18.
18 hits.
And that does 9 damage.
9 damage, very good.
9.
Yarvin, you are currently...
Wait, plus 1d6.
Oh, is there more?
Oh, is he undead?
He is not undead.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, just
what
that. And then now he needs to take the wisdom save.
Okay. yeah, he is actually an aberration, if that matters to anybody's abilities.
Yep.
Also, this thing is large. But it sounds like Zophius is headed downstairs. He just failed whatever wisdom save.
Okay. Takes 20 damage then.
20 damage. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Now, Yarvin, you're grappled.
Mm-hmm.
It is a athletics check of 14 to get out of this grapple. Or you could just attack. Grapple means that your speed is 0. You can't move away, but you can still do whatever you want to do.
Okay. So if I were to escape the grapple, would that be my turn?
That would be your movement.
Cool.
Okay. Here's the plan. I get, swatted away by one of them just off the platform.
Okay.
And see, so that I can at least help. So, make one of them mad. Deal.
I got a 20.
20, that'll break you out. And you've got an action left.
You gotta keep its attention, so... Skylar and I can actually do
keep
stuff.
Keep hitting him as hard as you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll deal with the...
Wait, minotaurs. How far are the minotaurs?
The minotaurs are on the other side of this little platform, and the platform is approximately 40 feet wide, so they're somewhere between 25 and 35 feet away from you.
And you don't have movement left, so.
I know. Yeah. I could have spear him, but, I will use my warhammer.
Okay.
14.
14 will miss.
And then I will just use my second wind, which...
You're using what, sorry?
My second wind, which I regain 1d10 plus 5 HP.
Okay.
Excellent. Now we are on to... wrong window. Zophius.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of...
Make the Wostrider mad.
You're going to make the Wostrider mad?
Yeah.
Okay.
By stabbing it.
I can think of a couple of effective ways of doing that.
Dealing a lot of damage. That's one way.
Do it.
Okay.
Oh, that's a 20.
Okay. So then that's... So I'm using... two weapon fighting. So I got a 7 and a nat 20.
Okay, the nat 20 will hit.
Okay. So that's my rapier. And get sneak attack.
Okay.
And Fury of the Small.
On one of the Minotaurs, or?
No, the Wostrider.
Okay.
The Wostrider.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
So you want the... You're trying to get the Wostrider to, like, hit you, and then you're going to pretend to just roll off the side. Okay.
But the... the problem is all the actions.
Do you have, like, a rope tied up or something? Or?
Yeah, I have no clue.
It's going to die.
No, I gave you the rope to pull the rope.
I know, but I haven't gone yet, so I was going to tie the rope onto one of the chains and drop it down for him to go down.
Okay. Well, he goes a little bit later, so...
Okay.
We'll see how this goes. Plus 10. And he did go, so I don't get that crit. Already crit.
It's already a crit.
Yeah.
And it's not a crit. I think you just have advantage if they haven't gone. I think it's a crit if it's a surprise.
Yeah. 10. 17. So 27.
27. All right. Okay. That's a ton of damage, and you absolutely got this thing's attention. Right now, there is a Minotaur that is going to rush Turlin. Come around forward. You're the one who's easy to attack.
You guys better win.
Charged.
Okay, he'll need to roll a wisdom.
I need to
check. Which he just made.
Okay. So he'll take... which is... 7 damage.
7 damage. Excellent. Okay. He charges you with his horns. Like, head down, straight forward, and hits. That is going to be 13 piercing damage.
Okay.
And then his charge attack gives that an extra 9 piercing damage.
Ooh.
And you need to make a strength save.
A 19.
Okay. You are not knocked prone. Zophius, you are getting charged by the other one.
Oh,
there you go.
And he also made his wisdom save. This is going to put him in the radius of that spirit guardian. And
he did make it.
Missed his gore attack.
Aha. Uh-huh. The small lives.
It would have been great. He could have knocked you right off the side. Unless you choose to get hit by the gore attack if you want.
You don't want to fall off the side.
That's true.
50 feet down.
Probably want to wait
that he was hit.
Huh? Wait for the rope. So
in that case,
next time
you've been missed. This thing you dodged out of the way, and Skylar, yeah. It is your turn.
Away from him.
You're still in that anti-magic field unless you move to the side.
Yeah, I'm gonna move to the side.
Okay, do you move over next to Turlin or on the other side next to Zophius?
Let's go
towards Turlin.
Go away from Zophius.
Next to Turlin, yeah.
Okay, so you're next to Turlin.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What are you gonna do? Right. Your meteor thing comes back.
Yeah.
Let me look at something. Okay, I'm going to cast Catapult twice with Twin Spell on both of the Minotaurs.
Excellent.
So that's a dexterity saving throw from both of them.
Okay, here we go. First one, what do they need to roll?
15.
15, first one misses. Second one misses even worse.
That is 15 points of bludgeoning damage. Yeah.
Not bad.
Roll this.
All attacks.
Oh, with my bonus action.
Oh, you have a bonus action.
It's my meteors. It's a bonus action. I'm going to shoot one of my meteors at the Woe Strider. So that's a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. He made his save.
He takes 1 point of fire damage.
1 point of fire damage. This one is not immune to fire damage.
Good. One
take
damage.
That 1 point.
Oh, now it is Altex.
I am going to tie a end of the rope to one of the chains on the edge, and then kind of toss it off the side so that Zophius can grab onto it and scamper down, and then I'll try and distract the Minotaur that's with him by jumping around and making a lot of noise and making fun of how bad he smells.
Now, let me ask you a question. Those Cerberus hounds beneath you are all staring right up at the side of this arena where the fight has happened.
Yeah. So I'm
where you're dropping the rope?
No, so I'm not, I guess not dropping the rope, but leaving it coiled up there. And then I'm just going to kind of skip and hop like to the side, around the arena to the far side while I'm yelling at, insulting this Minotaur's, hygiene and bathing habits. And
okay. So the rope is on.
It's coiled up. On the opposite side of where I am, coiled up next to the tied to the thing, but coiled up there, so you can grab it and drop down. Yeah, so close to Zophius, but I'm gonna try and
get him over there,
make noise, and go over to the other side and get the see if I get the Minotaur mad enough to come after me.
Okay, I want you to make a performance roll.
Great. Oh, not great. I rolled a one.
Nobody's paying attention to you. Sorry.
You might as well sneak down there.
Nobody cares about the cook.
Nobody cares about you unless you start bleeding. Okay. The Woe Strider turns to face Turlin and Skylar, and your spells immediately disappear again. And it's got it's going to reach out and it's going to grab Skylar.
Okay.
And try to attack you with its claws. Okay?
I'm assuring that it hits.
You know what? Unless your armor class is 10, one of these missed.
Never mind.
The other one hits, though. And you are able to get... you take 7 slashing and 3 psychic damage. And then it's going to try to take a bite. And that nasty, weird, kind of dimensional hole of a mouth zooms forward, and it does bite you. And this does a lot of damage. This is 16 psychic damage.
I'm unconscious.
Are you down?
I have 25 hit points.
Oh, jeez.
Every magic item that you are carrying is temporarily suppressed.
Ah. Well, I'm unconscious, so I'm not going to use them anyways.
Turlin, you're up.
All right, I'm going to... I guess I'm anti-magic. So I got to move out of its way again. And then, as one of my actions, I'm going to heal myself.
Yeah, now, unless you want to provoke an opportunity attack, you're just kind of moving 5 feet. So you're still right next to it.
I guess I'll just... Yeah, I'll just use it to attack it twice, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. That's the first one. Nope, I got 11. And then the second one, I got a 26.
The 26 hits.
It's going to be 7 more damage.
Okay. Very good. Yarvin, you're up.
So I want to bring it to the other side.
Yeah,
get it
away from Zafius.
Which corner is it in? Is the rope?
It's right behind us.
It's by where we came in. So I don't know if we're in the middle-ish right now or where we're at, but it's close to you, so that you can.
So we just need to move this thing away.
Get everything else away from
then. Move the fight around.
Let's do this. Okay, so we've got an arena.
Ta-da.
And then we've got a much bigger arena that's supposed to be concentric, but it's not.
Good enough.
Okay, and then we've got chains leading out like this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a bridge that goes back to that side. And so we are going to put the Woe Strider right there. Yarvin, you're right there. Zafius on this side, fighting a Minotaur. Over here is Turlin and a Minotaur. Right next to you, Skylar was right back here. But he just went down. And Altax ran over,
That's good.
Right here, and coiled up a little rope.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's the best high-tech battle map.
Perfect.
Used.
Yeah, you need to run over to that rope while we're all over here.
Okay, hit there.
Be sneaky.
Okay. Oh, wait, did I misunderstand Altex and you wanted the rope to be like over here?
You know what, that works. This works. I think we're good.
Awesome.
Okay. So now I just keep people here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna use my war hemo. 22.
To hit.
And then
22 hits.
Do you just have the one attack still?
I can use more.
Okay. Yeah, use as many as you can.
I'm also going to mark the direction that the Woe Strider is currently anti-magicking.
Nice.
Then
get anti-magicked.
I'm going to use Action Surge, which means I get an additional action.
Okay.
22 again.
That hits. How much damage did you do on the first one?
I did 9.
9. Very good.
And then 12.
12. Dang. You're dropping this thing fast.
Nice.
But you've got its attention back on you, and it's going to look at you probably at the start of its turn. Zophius.
Okay, so the Minotaur in front of me, I'm going to try to dodge by behind it.
Okay.
To avoid, like, it's to pretend to avoid something. I don't know.
Acrobatics.
Okay. A 22.
Yeah. You can dodge right past it and be totally fine.
Then I'm going to stab it.
Okay. No advantage on this one.
Yeah. So. 25 and a 12.
The 25 hits. The 12, I don't think does.
Okay.
Let me make sure it does not.
Okay. No sneak attack. Six damage.
Okay.
That's minimum.
Now it's the Minotaur's turn. There's still one fighting Turlin, who is going to try to hit you with a great axe.
Oh, fun.
And does.
Dang it.
And I know you're excited about that. That's 17 slashing damage.
Well, I'm down.
Okay. Minotaur is going to try to hit Zophius. And misses completely.
Oh, come on.
Wait, your armor class was, remind me?
15.
15? Okay, it actually did get a 15.
Oh. We'll let it hit.
I, for some reason, assumed that had missed.
Nope, that hits.
Okay. So you get hit. This thing has dealt 17 damage to you with a great axe.
Ouch.
And you go staggering backwards, pretending to fall.
Like, roll really far, yeah.
Okay. So, let's update this little guy. And put you over here.
Duh.
Ah. Okay. Next up, Skylar, death save.
Oh, I need the potions.
Succeed.
15, you're good. All attacks.
I have a potion.
Any healing things to...
I do have a potion. And the Minotaur's not by them anymore, right? He went over and tried to fight Zophius then?
No, I'm afraid there are two Minotaurs, and there is one standing next to the fallen Skylar and Turlin. But it's not paying attention to you. It's looking at Yarvin.
Okay.
So I have
one of
the potions.
Well, I will try and sneak over there and give Turlin a potion.
He has healing. He'll save you.
Okay. You can give Turlin a potion, no problem.
I only got a 10 stealth, though.
Only a 10 stealth?
Yep.
Give yourself advantage. Roll again, because this thing is... Looking at Yarvin.
Woo, 18.
18, you're good. How many hit points does Skylar get back?
Or Turlin.
Sorry.
It's a greater potion, so 44 plus 4, Turlin.
44 plus 4?
4d4.
4d4. Oh. I'll roll it.
What?
Why haven't we been using this before?
You get 18 back.
Excellent.
Nice.
I have one of the potions from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
So that I can...
Okay, but I don't have any other potions in.
I need to get down there.
Yeah.
It is the Woestrider's turn. The Woestrider looks back at Yarvan. So let's get rid of this arrow.
You have your meteors back.
No, it's a concentration spell. They're gone.
Yes. Same with mine.
And Yarvan, you are hard. Going to get two claw attacks.
Still got that fire breathing one.
Critical miss.
Woohoo!
He has 7
physical, 3 psychic damage.
Yeah.
Wait, so I take
10 total.
10 total. And his bite misses you altogether. Turlin, you're up.
Okay. I'm gonna use my War Priest ability again to do, since now I can use spells, and do Cure Wounds at let's go second level on Skylar.
Yeah.
And then hit the Minotaur standing next to me with Told Dead. So yeah, it needs to make a 13 wisdom save.
Okay.
And then Skylar will heal. The dead. Oh, nice. Skylar will heal 18.
Nice.
Skylar, you're back.
Jack, that's like more than
and Turlin, you the Minotaur made the save. So does that do half damage or no, nothing? I think it's nothing, right?
No, it doesn't
right?
do any.
It's like a cantrip.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really good one when it hits, though.
So. Yeah.
Yarvan?
Take him down.
Okay. Warhammer again?
Okay.
I got... A 16.
A 16 will miss, unfortunately.
Sad.
This thing kind of dodges out of the way, a little more agile than you expected it to be on those freaky-looking long arms. Theus?
I... Let's see. Is everything... Ugh.
Yeah, get down there. Let's find it.
Can I peer down to see where the dogs are at?
Yes, and you can see that the ogre that lost the last fight and got pushed over the side, he's woken up, and the dogs are attacking him.
Okay, then I scurry down.
Okay, give me an athletics check to climb down that rope.
Athletics, 20.
20, you're great. You rappel down that thing, no problem, and you are now standing on an enormous pile of statues.
And now I start...
They're spiky, they're pokey, they're freaky, and kind of disturbing to be standing on. You can kind of look down, and there's gaps between the statues, because they don't fill space effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea how deep this pile goes.
I saw... maybe the red before. Where was that?
That is over to the side. You're going to have to run over to it later. But let's put here this little star. That's the ogre. And we'll say right here is where you saw some red. Okay?
So I'm close. So
you're pretty close to it now. Let's actually put you down there.
Okay.
And get rid of that Z. And Altex, we've got to move you.
That's fine.
We got rid of the whole thing.
We don't need the
rope. Rope goes down there. Altax brought people back to life. Okay. Next up, the Minotaur that is so excited that Turlin is back is going to hit Turlin again.
Of course.
And he says, "Didn't I kill you once before?" And then he rolled a critical hit.
What?
So I am delighted to report that you have just taken 30 damage.
Cool.
Yikes.
Down again.
Now the other Minotaur doesn't have a target anymore because Zophius died, and so it's going to run over here.
He's just gone.
Wants nothing to do with the front end of that Woe Strider. And so he's just going to run over here and attack Altax.
No.
And Altax is clearly a warrior, born and bred. Good news is this only rolled an 11 to hit you, and I can't imagine
13.
Even a cook. So nope. You're okay. Safe. Skylar, you're up.
Is there a way that I can get them all in a line? Like, move to a way where they're all three of them are in a line?
They kind of are.
I mean, they're in a line. You would just have to be standing right here to do that. You
lightning
will be
bolts.
Risking opportunity attacks to get there. Unless you have some way of giving yourself an extra movement or something like that.
I don't believe I do. How many can I get without the opportunity attack? Just
a 5-foot step would put you right here, and you could get both Minotaurs.
Yeah, I get both the Minotaurs.
I'll take it.
Okay.
So I will cast Lightning Bolt.
Nice.
That's a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Here we go. Dex saves from the Minotaurs. Fail, and what's the DC?
15.
Fail.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's not very good for me. 20 points of lightning damage.
20 nice. Points. Nicely
well,
done.
Immune to lightning damage.
These poor little guys are starting to smell pretty crispy and delicious. Altax, it's your turn.
Well, let's see if we can finish cooking them. And I will take a 5-foot step on the other side and pull out my red potion and say, "This is going to be spicy," and drink it. And then use potion of fire breath.
Nice.
Okay.
They have to make a 13 dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Do I also have to make the dex?
No, it's just one person. It's just the one closest to me, actually.
Oh, it's only one?
Yeah, I don't get to get both of them, unfortunately.
Okay, well, he failed.
Okay. So he takes 13 fire damage.
Nice. Okay. So, now, Zophius, down on the ground, down on this pile of statues, you can see that there's one giant Cerberus with three heads, and then there are three smaller ones that only have two heads each, kind of these adorable little Cerberus puppies. Except the large one, the mama, she tears into this ogre and just shreds it. And all the little puppies start gleefully eating him while he screams in pain. Up on top, the Woe Strider is, man, just determined that it is going to finish off Yarvin. So here we go. Two claw attacks, Yarvin. What's your armor class?
18.
Both of them hit. That is going to be 20 damage, and you're grappled if you're still up.
Okay.
You're alive.
Yeah. You'd really think I'd die after 4?
We
four or three Woestrider hits.
There was like a 14. There was an 18 in there. It's already 32 points of damage.
I think he's got the close to 50.
Bite has missed. I'm amazed the bite has missed.
Wow.
And a little sad.
You gotta
sad,
take him down. You gotta take him down this time.
Turlin, death save.
Dun, 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 dun. I got a 12.
Okay, you're good to go. Zophius, I need you to make a stealth roll really quick.
24.
24?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, you've got inspiration die. Just in
little
case
baby Cerberus doesn't see you. Yarvin, it's your turn.
Can you get it to you at the very beginning?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, so, I've evasive footwork.
Okay.
So if I were to like move, like to the side of him, away from him, would it still work?
To do what?
You're grappled.
For superiority dice?
You're grappled.
Oh yeah, I'm grappled. You're right.
Yeah. So you get ungrappled, and then just use your inspiration die in case you miss him.
Yeah.
Or use your inspiration die to get ungrappled, I guess, or whatever. But use your inspiration dice in case you miss him. Miss him.
That's...
What's your roll?
20.
Hit.
Hit him.
Or no, that's your escape.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you escape.
I'm gonna use my inspiration dice. So
roll with advantage. You take the highest.
17.
Is that to hit?
Yeah.
Okay, that hits.
And then...
whatever extra damage you got, do it.
Mm-hmm. So, then... I use... precision attack. So... I use a superiority die.
Okay.
So this is my Warhammer damage, and I get 14 plus. He takes 21 damage.
Okay. Nice. Not bad. That is a crap load of damage. Hey, Zophius, give me another stealth roll.
That's you. 14.
14. And one more.
A 12.
Okay. A 12? One of these little puppy Cerberuses looks up, and you think it might smell you. And it hasn't seen you yet, but it's headed your way. And Zophius, it's your turn now.
Okay, I run over to the statue.
Okay.
That I think.
Give me an investigation roll.
An 18.
Yeah. You can find under about two layers, so let's say three or four other statues, there is a deep red marble statue of a warrior with a spear and a shield.
Okay. We didn't get this far.
Let's see what's on his chest or something, I guess. See if you can see any markings on him.
Yeah.
So you can, actually.
Oh.
Wearing kind of a loose toga kind of thing, but you can see the chest pretty well, and there is definitely a pattern on it. In life, this was a tattoo. As a statue, it's an engraving.
Okay.
So it's slightly recessed. And it's clearly a map, but you're not familiar with the underworld, and you're not quite certain what any of these places or landmarks are.
Can I... like, are there shapes?
Parchment, too.
What's your question?
Like, are there names or are there like shapes?
There are some names. The main name that you can see is Tizarus.
Tizarus. And then can I go off that?
And you can see also Agonis.
Agonis and Tizarus.
Which is the city you're in now. Give me a history roll.
Not great. Actually, fine. Twenty? Yeah.
Fairly confident that you can remember all of this stuff and maybe lead people. You're not 100% though.
Almost there. Keep, get close. Better than 100 years.
Okay. Next up, there is a Minotaur attacking Skylar.
Great.
Here comes the great axe attack. Yeah, remind me your AC.
It's 12.
12? Yep, you just got hit. Great axe does 17 slashing damage.
Okay.
You're still up.
One.
Okay. And Altax, Minotaur attacking you.
Okay.
Don't sound nearly excited now.
No, not as excited anymore.
You also got hit. 17 damage with a great axe.
Okay.
I use Hellish Rebuke as a reaction.
Oh, okay.
That's another dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity saving throw. He failed.
That is 9 points of fire damage.
Nice.
Excellent. And Skylar, it is your turn.
All right. I will use Chaos Bolt.
Chaos Bolt. Okay.
At second level and spend some sorcery points to twin spell it.
Okay.
So that is 18 to hit one Minotaur.
Okay.
And 23 to hit another.
They both hit.
That is. One second, let me look at all of this. So much stuff to open. First Minotaur takes 11 points of cold damage.
Okay, he's dead.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. All right.
The second nice.
Takes. Twenty-one points of poison damage.
21?
Yeah.
He's dead too.
6, 4, 6, 5.
Nice.
Nice.
Both the Minotaurs?
Yeah, nice. Both Minotaurs down in a twinned attack. Good job. Altax, it's your turn.
Get some sorcery points out of here.
Can I get some help?
You need some help over there.
I'm kinda only 4 HP.
Oh, okay.
I
well,
have one.
Do you have any more healing potions? Because Turlin is still down.
I know. Zophius took it with him, so we need to wait for Zophius to get back up. I had two, and Zophius claimed one of them. So.
Skylar, you have any?
No.
Dang it.
I do. I can still breathe three more. Let's see. I got 3 charges of fire breathing, so I used one, and so I've got 2 more. I will breathe fire on the Woe Strider.
Okay.
It's a 13 dexterity save. 7.
Save 12. Made.
So he takes 6 damage.
Okay.
And then I will move back over by the rope, I guess.
Tis.
Get rid of all these things. Got that. We've got that. And then Altax is right over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Well, Turlin, it's your turn, and I believe it is
saving throw number
turn. I'm sorry. The Wostrider gets to go first.
Oh, yes.
Alex.
So, I think this is where we get to bid goodbye to Yarvin. Here come two claw attacks.
He's gonna miss none of them.
Wish there was a way to show you this on the screen.
Natural one.
There is a way to show this. Because it's important for you to see. And you'll see my combat tracker here. But two critical hits.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Yarvin, you just took so much damage, even the Wostrider feels sorry for you.
I would have survived if it was full HP.
The claw attacks don't do much damage, though. So instead of taking 20 from the two attacks, you end up taking 30 total from the two attacks, which is not a ton.
Yeah,
but it's still enough to drop you. Now it is Turlin's turn.
All right. Yeah, I got 18.
Nice. So.
All right, one more success.
Yeah.
See, you're fine. You're
fine.
You don't need a potion.
Yarvin, death save from you.
Oof.
You don't get any bonuses.
I know.
What'd you roll?
Six.
Six.
Six? Okay. There's a fail.
Zophius,
that Cerberus puppy that came looking for you is getting closer. Can you make another stealth roll?
No whammies.
Just run, man, run.
11.
11? It sees you.
Oh, boy.
It says, and it comes charging over. And it breathes a cone of molten rock onto you.
Fun.
You need to make a dex save.
Boom.
I got a Cerberus right here.
Where's that Frankie Cerberus?
Yeah.
22.
22? You easily jump out of the way of this thing.
Nice.
Do you have uncanny dodge yet? I don't think so, right?
I believe I do.
Do you get to a fifth level?
Yeah.
So you take zero damage instead of half damage?
Wait, no, that's evasion.
That's evasion.
Uncanny dodge is an attack.
Okay. So you
when an attacker
have only taken 5 fire damage.
Cool.
But now there's this molten lava kind of dripping down through the statues onto the chest of Telegonos. And if you want to get another look at it, this is your last chance before it gets covered with lava.
Okay.
This is going to be great.
So it's your turn, Zophius. What do you want to do?
I'll take a last glance.
Okay. Give me a history roll.
History is okay. 21.
Whoa. 21.
Yes.
You know what? No. You've got this map pretty solidly fixed in your mind, and you are confident you could resketch the thing unerringly.
If I live.
Run away.
And then, so that's my action. Right? I'm going to use my bonus action to run.
Okay. That'll get you over to the rope, and then you can use your move to climb up.
Yep.
Now, climbing up is slower than going down. You can only get about halfway up, but let's see an athletics roll.
Athletics.
Go.
Sixteen.
You're about halfway up that rope. Good job. Now
stuff happens.
Skylar, you're alive somehow.
One hit point.
And you just dropped two minotaurs.
Yeah. Nice work.
What's shaking?
Third guy. Chaos Bolt, second level.
OK. Okay. Chaos Bolt on the Woe Strider.
24 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, 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 okay. Okay, okay. That's good. Oh, where's Chaos Bolt? That is 7, 5, 6, 5. So that's 23
points. 23 damage? Are you kidding me?
Let's go. Good old lightning damage.
Sorry, he's immune to lightning.
just kill the Woe Strider.
Nice.
What? Hey.
And then I vomit.
And the crowd is going wild. They are just so happy, and they are delighted. And those little kids are running out across the bridge to roll the dead minotaurs off the side, and they
don't let them
roll Turlin and Yarvin on the side.
Altax is going to run over there and distract them with some candy bars as well. Like, no, take this. I'll take care of him.
Persuasion.
Oh no.
I'm actually going to cast Distort Value too, to try and make the candy bars seem a little more valuable to them.
Gold so, candy bars.
Can I have advantage on my persuasion check with that?
Very nice.
19.
Heck yeah.
19? Yeah. They're like, sure, buddy, if you want to do our job and give us some food,
absolutely.
Let's make this happen. And they take your granola bars and they try to stay very near you so that their boss doesn't think they're slacking off. But yeah.
My history rolls.
Next round or something, crazy. I'll try and make a medicine check to. Or, Zophius, are you back up yet?
Almost.
Get up here.
Well, combat is over.
Okay.
So it's easy to just say Zophius has come back up.
All right. I'll help.
Turlin, what happens to you is you actually just rise again. You die, and you come back. Same with Yarvin. That's what happens here in the underworld. You haven't died often enough for it to stick. And so you stand up and you have a chance to take a bow if you would like to.
I'll make a fine gesture of gratitude towards the cheers for us.
In fact, anyone who wants to bow to the crowd or to, play to the crowd in any way is welcome.
I'm bowing.
Let's do it.
Roll performance.
Oh,
yeah.
And we'll see which 18. Of you becomes 18 from Turlin.
I got a 10.
10 from Skylar. You're the one who did all the damage. But nobody cares.
14.
But I'm going to take all the credit.
Turlin. 14 from Altax.
What'd you get, Zophius?
I got a 2.
Ha! 21!
Zophius. As is appropriate, they don't even notice that you were part of the fight. But Yarvin, you stood in front of that thing and you tanked its hits and you died at least twice. And they're like, yes! Give us more of the Minotaur! They are so excited.
Sorry, I'm busy just, like, coughing up blood.
And then these little boys are like, come on, we gotta get out of here.
Zophius, did you get it?
Yeah. Give me a paper.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Okay. And Thyestes meets you back in the little tunnels under the stadium.
I'm supposed to be
one. And he says, did you find the map?
Yes. I need paper.
He gives you paper and he gives you a kind of a little piece of charcoal pencil.
And sketch it out.
I am going to make you do another history roll, but I'll give you advantage. Let's see how good of a map you can sketch.
Go for it.
History is plus 2. 16.
16. That is a fantastic map. Thyestes looks at it and says, yes, I think that we can do this. It will take us near Tizaris, which will be dangerous, but we can absolutely escape from the underworld. Follow me. And he knows some tunnels that go back under the stadium. He can lead you out away from this arena. So, good job, everybody.
Awesome.
You did it. Sad looking at my spell slots. one second level spell.
For your own campaign purposes, you can do this however you want. I'm afraid that I need to be done because I've got another appointment that I have to run to. But we can just say that you follow the map and you get out of the underworld and you pop up wherever you need to for the purposes of your own story. Or we could, if you want to run them through the underworld a little more, then you can do that.
Yeah, we'll take it from there.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. We'll see.
Dad, are you at level 6 yet?
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you.
This has been really great.
Thank you. This was fun. I am kind of delighted that we got through the whole adventure.
Yeah.
I was worried that I had planned too much, but you did great.
I beat up some guys.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you. And we're excited. We'll let you know when this episode comes out.
Yeah, I definitely. And I would love to link to it and promote it a little bit. So.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well, it was great to meet you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, and we'll see you later sometime. Later.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks so much for listening to this three-parter of a session. I wanted to give a big shout out to a couple of people who reached out to us. First, Tori, who listened on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. And Mattacetti on Instagram. You're both awesome, and the messages you left were really appreciated by all of us. You can reach out too if you want on Twitter or Instagram at Dads and Dragons, or by emailing Ryan at dadsanddragons.com. We've had an extra, extra long break where a lot of big things happened in real life, and it was really hard to get back to editing and working on these podcasts. But that doesn't mean that the campaign was forgotten. Far from it. It just took 3 or 4 tries to get all the audio on these last 3 episodes matched up because we recorded remotely and had a problem where I thought we lost all of Dan's audio. Luckily, we had a backup, but it was a much lower quality recording and needed a lot of work. But we finally got it all. And all that on top of school and work and family and pandemics meant that it took us way too long to get these out to you. I just wanted to let you know that we're back to recording again, and we will have a new episode to you before the end of the month. This was a lot of fun playing with Dan Wells. I learned a lot of cool storytelling ideas from him, and I hope you did too. Please go check out his books. We love them. They're amazing. You can find them in stores anywhere. You can find them at your library. You can find him on Audible. You can even find him in different podcasts that he does. He's got one on writing called Writing Excuses, and another new one that he's doing with Brandon Sanderson, Intentionally Blank, I believe is what it's called. Well, that's it for today. If you're still not too tired of us, stick around for the outtakes where I realize that I've lost all of Dan's audio and probably the scariest moment of my podcasting life here so far. Otherwise, we will see you next time. Thanks for listening.
All right. We'll record an intro. I'm worried now that this didn't record. So
we get our gold.
Because I only have solo tracks from Turlin and from me. I don't have his. We'll see what I got on Zoom, I guess. Let me stop Zoom recording.
Welcome back to Get the Gold.
And
where are we, Sack?
Yeah, geez.
10 life
okay,
points.
Well, I'll figure this out and see if I got him on Zoom at least. Because luckily we were also recording through Zoom, so I think we'll be okay. Jeez, it scared me.
Can you replay the audio and see if he's there?
Once I end the meeting, it'll convert it to audio and stuff.
Zencaster.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you come look at my screen, it just says Turlin and no Dan Wells.
Can you play the entire thing?
I don't know. We'll find out. Mine is still uploading, so I don't know what's going on there.
I rolled really well with damage.
I got history checks.
next week.
So yeah, we'll do I'll have you jump on and we'll do a special intro thing like on Sunday or something like that. So all right, thanks, man. Okay, we won't play, we'll just do the intro or whatever, because now like I gotta prep some stuff now.
5 minutes.
So how'd you guys like that?
It was great. Cool.
Okay. I was the MVP.
Cool. Yeah, you were. You Jack, lightning you got... bolted and chaos bolted.
And then I died.
And then you died.
And then I came back.
Yep. So what happened was you kill sealed so. Everything.
I did kill cool. steal. It was,
all right. Was thanks, job. Scotty.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nope. No, it kicked.
If I hit one more attack.
I only have two sorcery points left.
I could have killed it. I was the MVP.
Dude, I was the MVP kill stealer.
Okay, sure.